Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of northern Iraq. Christians in Iraq are fleeing their homes in fear of being killed. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
According to Iraqi officials, at least 900 Christian families have fled their homes, frightened by the series of killings and threats by Muslim extremists, ordering them to convert to Islam or face death. The main focus of this persecution of Iraqi Christians is in the northern Iraqi city of Mosul, and the Iraqi defense minister has ordered more checkpoints in Christian neighborhoods with additional security patrols and aerial surveillance in Christian areas. Iraqi officials say Iraqi security services and armed forces must protect the Christians because they are partners in the rebuilding of the war-torn nation of Iraq. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The killing of Christians in Iraq today is a precursor to the fulfillment of Bible prophecy in a future tomorrow. If you have a moment, think about this with me. There have been reports of Christians being killed in Iraq since the days of Saddam Hussein. In fact, Hussein ordered the killing of hundreds and thousands of Iraqi Christians under his leadership. Since the fall of Saddam and the beginning of the insurgency, the Islamic struggle to take over Iraq, there has been an increase in Christian killing. This latest report indicates that even the present Iraqi leadership recognizes what is happening in Iraq's Christian community. Bible prophecy lays out a scenario that resembles this present-day scenario, a time when believers in Jesus Christ will be killed in Iraq. Revelation chapter 18 reveals that Iraq, which is biblical Babylon, that Iraq will be the economic, political, governmental center of the earth. Revelation 13 speaks of the world leader at that time, the Antichrist, forcing people to take a mark in their forehead or the back of the right hand in order to buy or sell the necessities of life. These believers in Christ who refuse to take the mark will be killed. That's Revelation 6, 9, and chapter 20, verse 4. This will happen during the reign of Antichrist in Babylon, modern-day Iraq. The threats of Iraqi Christians and the killing of these believers today is indeed evidence that Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, so let's keep looking up until...